Good morning, I'm Cindy Talley. Every time I pick up the phone, I never know where that old rascal Luke Clayton's going to be calling me from. Luke, right now, what do you see?
I am looking at a bunch of pelicans that are hovering up above the Gulf of Mexico. About every 30 seconds, one of them slam bangs down into the surface and picks up a bait fish. I'm down in Galveston, Cindy, and I'm working on a story with Captain Mike Williams. You know, Mike has been our guest several times.
Yes, he has.
Going shark fishing with Mike tomorrow down here. We've got a, I kind of turned this into a family vacation. We've got some of our kids and their kids' kids down here. They're, the youngsters are at Slitterbond. That's a water park called Slitterbond. If you're ever in Galveston, it's a if you like the water, it's a good place to go, Cindy. And they're all up there splishing and splashing. And I'm kind of getting ready for tomorrow's fishing trip, you know.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you're going to be fishing for tomorrow.
Well, there's a lot to catch, obviously, in the Gulf of Mexico. But shark fishing right now is as good as it gets. You don't go out with a guy like Captain Mike Williams and wonder if you're going to catch shark. You just hope you don't have to fight but one or two or three of them. They're real, I won't say they're easy to catch, but if you know what you're doing like Mike does, you go out expecting to catch some sharks. So, you know, you might catch a 60-pound black tip. You may catch a, you may catch a tiger shark that weighs 250 pounds. It's, you never know on the shark fishing what you're going to catch, but also, you know, there's a few tarpon out there. It's you don't go out, you know, you fish for tarpon just like you fish for shark, with float balloons out away from the boat with big pieces of cut bait. But it's not uncommon to catch a tarpon out there. But I'd say Mike would probably tell us on one out of every five trips, they call it jumping a tarpon. They'll hook up with a tarpon out there, Cindy. But kingfish are out. It's, kingfishing is pretty good right now. So, but mostly shark. That's what we're really going to target.
So you are going to come home with some good eating meat, aren't you?
Yeah, if you can get some, you know, say a 20 to 40 pound black tip, we usually keep one of those. And you know, you actually have to butcher a shark almost immediately after you. After you catch it, because the sharks in their blood, it's urea is carried in the bloodstream, and if you don't butcher them quickly, you know that the shark the meat of the shark is not really good. But shark meat with some lemon on it and over some hot coals is really tasty.
Ah, sounds like a good time. Now tell me what kind of things I need to take along when I go to Galveston.
Well, I like to, you know, there's so much to do in Galveston. One thing that I would really recommend anybody, that especially listeners to this show, I know everybody likes the outdoors that tunes in every week. There's a place called Moody Gardens down here, and there's a rainforest. If you Google Moody Gardens online, you'll see it. There's a rainforest under a big glassed pyramid. You walk into a rainforest with the birds and the butterflies and everything. That's something, Moody Gardens, that I would really recommend you to go and see when you're in Galveston. As far as the shark, or if you're out fishing for anything, some good sunscreen. There's Dramamine. If it's just different, you know, there's some out on the Gulf right now. I can see, looks like maybe 2 or 3 foot chop waves, so there's a lot of up and down. If you have a tendency to get seasick, you definitely want to take some. Well, there's a little ear patch that you can, little patches you can put behind your ear, or Dramamine. And if you're going shark fishing, say with a guide, like that's what I'd recommend with Mike. You know, just a big brimmed hat and be ready for the sun, and he's got everything that you need, you know.
Perfect. All right, I'll be looking forward to pictures of this grand adventure. You can find this story and so many more on our website, hppr.org. Luke, thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Enjoyed it, and we'll be right back here next week at the same time.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.